Hey, welcome back to Saucy Football Breakdown. If you are new here, then welcome for the first time. I'm your host of this podcast, this show, this YouTube channel, all of it combined. My name is Michael, and I want to share with you a piece of content that I stumbled across today, and it is an article that I found on gold.com. So shout out to gold.com. But it is keep, loan, or sell the players Chelsea should allow to leave in the summer 2023 transfer window. Now, the author of the article is Christian Davis. I definitely want to give credit where credit is due for the idea for this piece of content that I'm going to be giving my own little spin. So Christian goes into depth, and Christian talks about what everybody's been talking about as far as Chelsea and their squad size and how bloated they are and how they need to move some pieces to try to get a nice cohesive squad together. And so what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to go player by player, just like the author Christian did, and I am going to give my opinion on keep, loan, or sell as far as player by player. Now, I'll be honest, since I am a little bit new in my Chelsea fandom, there are a couple guys on here that I don't know, but I do know 99% of the squad and what they bring. So I think I'm just going to go ahead and get right into it. So first up is Mason Mount, the big boy. I really like Mason's game. I really like what he brings. There were some articles around November, October last year on The Athletic about, man, they were talking about how unplayable he was and how just invaluable he was to the squad. And I think he's a really good player. But in the end, I don't know. There's no salary cap here. I'm not sure what to think about the fact that he wants more money and he wants a big deal. We just locked up Reece James with a big long-term, I think it was like a 6-year deal. But I don't know what to think about Mason Mount, to be honest with you. I really like his game. I think he deserves to be paid. I think he deserves every dollar that he thinks he should get to play the game. And I think starting with him, I think we should go ahead and keep him as best we can. But if that means doing something with wages that you don't think is fair, then you should sell him before he leaves on a free. So keep him as long as you can get the wages worked out. If you cannot get the wages worked out, if you are at a complete impasse, then sell him and let him go. Next up, Romelu Lukaku, my favorite player in world soccer, really. I'm a ginormous fan of his game. I love Lukaku's style. I like his physicality. I like his technical ability. He's a really good player, and I think they should keep him. They need a striker. He's a striker. I think a lot of the issues that he had last year were also due to the idea that they were using him in the wrong way. They wanted to use him for a hold-up play. And while he has the body type, he has the ability to play in hold-up play. That is not his best style of play. His best style of play is like Erling Haaland, when he's getting in behind and putting pressure on that back line. He is fast, very fast going forward. And I think that is such an underutilized, the overlooked skill that he brings, and I think that's the way he wants to play. So if Pochettino can design a style of play that allows him to get in behind and put pressure on the back line, that is something that I'm excited to see. But again, it's all going to be about the service that he gets, because a striker really is only as good as the service that he's getting. And you can look at Haaland and you can look at all those goals he scored, but he was getting some amazing service from Kevin De Bruyne. You put anybody at striker with KDB and there are going to be some really good goals that happened from the service that he was getting, not to mention all the other guys. But if you are just a guy who can create a goal out of nothing, typically that style of play has a ceiling, and you're going to need good service at the end of the day to set you up to score goals. So I do think you should keep Lukaku as long as stylistically you can play to his strength. Next is Aubameyang. Whew. This is easy. He needs to go. It was half-hearted. Buying him was a half-hearted effort to just get a warm body at striker. Maybe he can bang in 4 or 5 goals. That was at least what they sought for him, what they envisioned for him. And it's clear this relationship, him and Chelsea, nah, goodbye. I don't really think I need to say more than that. Raheem Sterling, sneaky, our leading goal scorer for the 2022-23 campaign. King, that's an easy one. I think he is absolutely an upgrade over Pulisic. No shade to Pulisic at all, but I think what he brings is a bit more consistency, and he doesn't have the health concerns that Pulisic has. So keep Raheem Sterling. I think he needs to go. I think he goes because it's not fair the way we utilize him. There's a lot of players on the squad. I wouldn't consider them necessarily in front of him, but when he needs minutes, he's good enough that he should start. And if he's not good enough to be the out and out starter for Chelsea like Raheem Sterling is, then he probably needs to go find another club. I don't think he's a cup player that you can guarantee he's going to start for cups. I think he needs to go find some minutes. And I've seen him rumored with Newcastle, but I'm not exactly sure that Newcastle is the place for him on the wing. Time will tell. I've seen AC Milan. I've seen Galatasaray. There are some spots for him to land. I really don't want to see him go to the Turkish league from being 100. Nobody watches those games. Or I don't know what channel they're on. They're pretty hard to find. But I would like to see him in Serie A. The Paramount Plus thing, we can get that popping. But Chelsea, nah. I think it's done for both parties. It's just in their best interest to let him go another way. Thiago Silva, keep. That's a done deal. He's a consummate pro. He's a leader. He's a veteran. He's super solid. I think the only thing that you need to do is you need to make sure that you're not relying too heavily on him, because you can wear him down. And he's got the personality where he won't complain, but in the end, you keep him for, I think you try to lock him up for a couple more seasons and then see if there's some coaching that can take place with him, because he seems to be very beloved within the squad. So I definitely think you keep him. Kai Havertz. Whew. This might shock some people because I know I was harsh, but I think you should keep him. I think he is let's call him a big game striker. I really don't think his best position honestly is a striker. I think I want to see him going back to a 10. I don't know if Pochettino is going to use a 10 in his formation or his tactics, but I think Havertz's best position is a 10. And if he can get some really good service into Lukaku, and maybe we do a 10 and 2 strikers, and you just create goal scoring opportunities more and more often. But then again, I don't know. I think the 10, if we're going to get a 10, if we need a 10, that 10 is going to be Nkunku coming in. Nkunku and Havertz is a nice rotation at 10. And maybe you can pop Havertz up next to Lukaku, and some real magic happens. I think maybe the only weakness is you got 2 left-footed strikers up front, but I like Havertz to stick around. He seems to love the place. I don't think he's not a bad player, but I don't see a solid, true place for him with the vision that the club has. The club keeps saying that they want to have young talent, an abundance of young talent, and a sprinkle of veterans. And the sprinkle of veterans should probably be Thiago Silva, N'Golo Kante, Lukaku, things like that. Not Kovacic. I think it's time for him to go find another project. Koulibaly, keep him. He's a boss. He had some injuries he dealt with this year. The numbers weren't great, but for what you paid for him, he's solid. And the injuries that Fofana is good, but he's never healthy. Fofana will give you some really good performances, but he's been hurt a lot. And so you're going to need that rotation, that depth at center back. So obviously you need to keep Koulibaly. Moving on to Ziyech. This is easy. Peace out, bro. It's been fun. He's got high wage demands. Nah, I don't see it. I know him and Lukaku was homeboys. And so once Lukaku left to go back to Italy, there wasn't a whole lot of, I don't know. I don't see, I haven't seen the fact that he's endeared himself to his teammates and the fan base. And maybe, you know, someone more plugged in, more connected can say otherwise. But I personally haven't seen a real connection with him and the club and the fan base. And so I think it's time for him to go. What he brings, I think, for what he costs, we can find better production. Cucurella. This is a fun one. You don't have a whole lot of depth at left back. You got, what's the young kid? I forget his name. But you also have Ben Chil. And I like Chili B a lot. I think Chili B is still your starter. You brought Cucurella in to try to compete for that starting job. But I think it's clear that Cucurella is a tier below Ben Chil, in my personal opinion. So I think if you're going to keep Cucurella, then don't loan him out. I think he needs to stay in the squad and just put him in when there's an opportunity, when there's an injury, and see if he can take advantage of those opportunities. Kepa, I think it's been real, but it's tough for some people to hear this because he wasn't bad last season. And the argument for getting rid of him sounds silly, but I'm going to say it anyway. He's good, but he's not elite. And Chelsea is a club that needs an elite shot stopper. And solid, being solid is just not enough. So goodbye, Kepa. Hudson-Odoi. He went to Leverkusen to try to, I don't know what he was trying to do. Maybe he was trying to prove to Chelsea that he deserved to be in the squad. Maybe he was trying to prove to potential buying clubs some value, some worth. And I think he did it that much, but I don't think he's proved that. With all the embarrassment of riches that Chelsea have at his position, I don't see much future for Hudson-Odoi. I think he's better than a rotation player. He deserves to start somewhere. And maybe that's just not Chelsea. It's not a maybe. It's not Chelsea. So sell Hudson-Odoi. Conor Gallagher. He went on a loan to Crystal Palace. They loved him. He played well there. He gets a lot of flack for, I don't know, people say he's too high energy. And I've seen some disrespectful stuff online, like comparing him to a dog chasing his tail. Are you calling a man a dog? I mean, it's stupid. You need to find a better analogy. But at the end of the day, Conor Gallagher is an energy guy, and I like what he brings. He can only get better the more that he plays. He's not for sale. Another one, Loftus-Cheek. Now, I think I've seen a lot of people be a lot more high on Loftus-Cheek, but in my opinion, he could probably stand a move elsewhere for his price tag. He deserves to play every week as well, and that's just not at Chelsea. Not with what he brings. He's not better than the guys in front of him, but that means he's not going to push them out of the starting lineup, so I think he goes. Mendy. This is a tough one. The article here says sell. I personally would like to keep him. I would like to keep Mendy because I just refuse to believe he was that good a year ago and he's that bad now. Out of this, the drop-off was so significant. And I know he was dealing with some injury stuff. Mendy's my guy, especially over Kepa. Now, do I think they need to bring in another keeper? Yes, but you need to be careful with who you find. You need an elite shot stopper. And while Mendy has proven he can be that, I don't think he's that right now. I think it's still in there somewhere. And maybe bringing another guy to compete with him, Why have him having a full off season to recover and get better? Maybe we'll see. Maybe we'll see what he's got left. So I think you keep him. And then maybe if someone blows your socks off, you listen to an offer, which I doubt will happen. Trevo Chalabah, easy, easy, he's a keeper. You keep your own guys. Bakayoko, man, you say so. But the thing is, who's coming in to buy? You know, who's coming in to buy Bakayoko? Yeah, obviously we want to try to sell him, but I don't see people beating down your door to get his service. Carney, that's a tough one. Obviously, I want to keep him. We bought him as a young player, and I'd like to see what he can bring going into the future. Maybe he needs a loan move similar to Connor Gallagher. Maybe he needs a loan move to Crystal Palace similar to Connor Gallagher, and maybe that works out. Andre Santos. So we signed him. There was some visa stuff going on, so we loaned him back to his parent club, his old club in Brazil. I don't see a place for him right now. I want to see what he can bring. To me, a loan move, maybe in the Prem, maybe in the Championship, maybe in Serie A. I don't know. I just think you got to go just a small step down and see what he can do there. See if he can stay healthy. See what kind of professional he's going to be. Ethan Ampadu, he's been on loan a few years at the lower end of Italian soccer. And yeah, I don't know. He needs to go. I don't see a place for him. Malang Sarr, that he was really good for Chelsea until he wasn't. So yeah, he needs to go. I don't know where he goes. Maybe he goes back to France. I was actually looking forward to what he was going to bring as a promising young player when we signed him. But I already think that Benoit Badiashile has been a better player just overall than Malang Sarr ever was for Chelsea. Ian Maatsen, honestly, I don't know much about this dude. I've never seen him play. Apparently, he's been on loan at Burnley. Maybe he should go for another loan at Burnley. Cesare Castro, this dude tore up Brazil. I watched some of that under 20 World Cup, and I think he hung 4 on his own on Brazil. And I may be wrong about that. He's a really good player. I think another loan spell somewhere, maybe at the Championship level, could be good for him as well. Baba Rahman. I actually did not know this guy played for the club, but he's been on Chelsea 8 years with 23 appearances. Never heard of the guy. He's a Ghanaian defender. And he was loaned out to Reading, and Reading got relegated down to League One. So not looking forward to bringing that guy back. That's a sell. We don't want his services. And a name that I didn't see out here was N'Golo Kante. I think that's a keeper. Again, I mentioned earlier keeping Thiago Silva. The same reasons you keep Thiago Silva is the reason why you keep N'Golo Kante. But hey, I know I'm running a little long. This is 20 minutes in. So I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to me, watch me, however you're consuming this. I really appreciate you taking the time to dive into this content with me. If you would consider helping me out and subscribing to my newsletter on Substack, Saucy Football Breakdown. Right now, I don't have a schedule or frequency in which I release them. If I find something interesting, I'll type it up and I'll get it sent out to the people. I do have a paid tier to the newsletter, but if you sign up for the free tier and let me just connect with you, I will prove to you why you should sign up for the paid tier. So I'm not going to ask you to sign up to the paid tier until you've had a chance to really get a taste of the free tiered newsletter and all that I have to offer. So I think this is the end. Thank you again for your time. I appreciate it.